The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Everyone's washed and brushed and settled in, and I am leaving because I have a date.
Oh? Anyone I know?
Not yet. His name's Franklin. I'm planning to bring him to the spring fling, assuming all goes well, fingers crossed.
Oh, I'm really happy for you, Gloria. Truly, have a great time.
Want to walk out with me?
Sure. Let me grab my coat. Dr. Hayes, I thought you weren't coming back.
Verdry, in my office. Gloria, get over to the sleep room, take Karen off the phenobarb.
Wait! Hold on, Gloria. Dr. Hayes.
Prep a 10 milligram benzedrine injection and wait for me. Have a second one standing by, I'll be right in.
Whoa! She's in a deep sleep. Her heart may not be able to...
Just do it!
Yes, Doctor.
I'll do it.
Verdry.
It could kill her! If her heart isn't strong enough, it could kill her! If something happens to Karen, I'd rather the blood be on my hands, not Gloria's.
Have it your own way.
Should I go?
Yeah. You go ahead. I'll stick around and manage this.
All right, then. Don't stay too late.
I won't. Go. Have fun. Thanks.
Karen, wake up. I'm awake. What is it?
I've got to disconnect you.
What happened?
Put your slippers on. If you need to run, will you be able to run?
I can run.
I'm going to go see what's happening. I'll be back for you as soon as I can. Be ready.
Hello? Guess I'll sign myself out. Another day, another dollar. Oh, come on. You can't be... Hello? Hello? Of course it would be tonight. Oh, you better believe someone's getting reported for this. Do it myself.
Oh no, what did you forget?
Something strange is going on. No one's at the desk, the phones are dead, and the door is chained shut.
Chained shut?
From the outside. I also checked the fire exit in the south ward. It's also chained shut. We're locked in.
That's ridiculous. Call security.
I told you, the phones are dead. They can't just lock us in here because someone wasn't able to stay at the desk. It isn't safe. What if
the fire down? Do not alarm the patients. Get a hold of yourself, Verdry.
Secrets of animal behavior will evening, ladies. We're going to cut our free time a bit short tonight. I'm going to ask that you all put away your things and return to the dormitory
room as quickly as you can.
What's going on?
Get all the women into the dorm right
but
now.
But what's going
Gloria,
on?
Do your job. Now.
No, I'm leaving.
Don't be such a child.
Listen up, ladies. As you can see, we're having a little power outage. No need to be concerned. Just sit where you are for a moment, and Gloria is going to make sure everyone gets back to the dorm.
You had a change of
the
heart?
The security door's on an electric lock. We can't get out.
We can get out. Through the back stairs. We have a key, so there's no reason to be frightened. But I really... Whether you're off duty or not, I need you to do your job right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Gloria, there's a strong nurse inside of you. Let her out.
All right, ladies, we're going to do this single file. We're going to do this quickly, quietly, and we're not going to ask a million questions. Yes, I'm looking at you, Irene.
Did you do what I asked?
Well, I was just...
Did you or didn't you?
I did. She's all ready for you.
Good. Let's go try to bring her back around.
But Dr. Hayes, before we do that, could you...
Why don't you answer?
Ward B? He is. May I tell him who's calling? I understand. All right. He says you know who it is. And that you should meet him in the conference room downstairs. Now, I suppose you'd better go.
Yeah. Could you take care of Karen?
I will.
Come in, Dr. Hayes.
Summerhill? Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
No, there's no need for
I can
for
explain
that.
About that.
No, Hayes. I really don't think you can. But that's okay. That's what we're here for. Come in. Relax. You're among friends. In fact, allow me to introduce Dr. Carl Gottfried, director of my unit.
Oh, pleasure, Dr. Hayes. I've heard splendid things.
First off, let me congratulate you on how well you've done.
Hi, Marks. Dr. Hayes.
I'm sorry, but this really isn't a good time. There's been an emergency, a whole series of emergencies. One of my patients, former patients, is in danger, and if I don't go to the authorities...
Dr. Hayes, I have to contradict you. This is a good time. This is the perfect time. This is why we're here.
Can you see?
I can see well enough, yeah.
We're almost there. Here, take the flashlight.
Got it.
All right. Come in.
What's this place?
It's called the D Ward. Hasn't been used in years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. For years, it was just known as the cages. Nowadays, you'll be reprimanded if you call it that. The remnant of an earlier time. Once upon a time, Central State Hospital was called the New Canaan Lunatic Asylum. Patients would wander the ward naked, sleep in their own filth, And the ones that the doctors couldn't communicate with were put here.
Like animals.
The women were here. The men were on the east wing, and their conditions were even worse, if you can imagine.
Must have been quite the exhibition.
Never meant to be seen, for medical eyes only. Which makes it a strangely appropriate place for you to hide.
Here?
No one ever comes down here anymore. The hospital wants to forget it even existed.
I'm not going in one of those cages.
Karen, it's for your own protection.
Yeah. Yeah, how many times have I heard that before? From people who were supposed to be protecting me?
You'll be safe here.
I'm not safe anywhere.
Tell us what happened. Omit nothing.
About what?
You know what. Come on. You know what. Walk us through it. From the moment you left here this morning.
You know?
We know. But it's important that we find out how much you know. How much you understand.
Is she safe? Tell me that much, at least.
Who? Charlotte. You left here at 10 minutes after 10. You were carrying an audio recording set and a small grip.
Please.
Walk us through it.
Why? Why is it so important that you know what happened in that room?
We should ask you the same question. What scientific impulse led you to take one of your former patients, one whose grip on reality is tenuous, to say the least, and have her be a surrogate for...
It was an exercise in character transference and projection as a means of...
Just tell us. What was it like?
If I could ask a favor. If you could turn on the power before there's a panic, at least do that for me.
Of course. We only did that to get your attention. The phones, however, will need to remain off until we resolve.
I'll tell you everything.
What is this? No! What are you... No! No!
It's better this way.
Do you know what they'll do to me? If they find me...
They won't...
Marjorie!
I'll be back when it's safe.
I'm trusting you, Marjorie.
I don't care if you trust me or not. I'm gonna do what I said I'd do.
So, Dr. Hayes, cutting to the heart of the matter, when you had intercourse with Charlotte Benton...
Oh, for God's sake.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about, Dr. Hayes.
I don't mean to sound like an inquisitor when I want you to think of me more as a curious friend with whom you are sharing tales of your latest medical conquest. Did you or did you not have intercourse with Charlotte Benton?
I did. Briefly.
You are absolved, my son. In the name of scientific progress. Proceed.
During the act, she seemed to withdraw, became dissociative, so that after...
After you withdrew... Sorry.
She slipped into catatonic immobility.
Why did she react this way?
Her mind was already fragile, and I guess when I...
Did she ever become Karen? You commanded her to become Karen. You played the recorded messages.
No. It would take weeks of treatment for her to really become Karen.
So why did you bother?
I needed to embolden her. I needed her to overcome any moral resistance she may have had about participating in the therapy.
And you, Dr. Hayes? Did you have any moral resistance to what you were doing?
I suppose I did. And I'm sure the recorded messages helped me as well. Afterward, I just lay there with the disappointment and self-loathing crept in. I don't know what I thought would happen, what I would learn. I'd expected some kind of revelation. And then it happened. The pattern on the wallpaper, one section behind the dresser, didn't match the rest of the room. It was close, but not exact. And the corners had been glued down. I started looking at the other parts of the room. In the bathroom, there was a large air vent, much larger than necessary. Large enough for a person to easily fit through. I thought, maybe this is where Karen's accomplice was hiding. And once the victim was under her spell, this man could sneak out. It was easy to remove, and so I stepped inside. I found a light bulb hanging on a wire. It was a room, a hidden room. It had a table and chair, a telephone, an ashtray, a little speaker with a button on it. In one corner of the room, not much bigger than a closet, there was a chamber pot, you might say. And there was a camera, a 16mm movie camera, mounted on a tripod. And the camera was aimed through a window, the mirror, a two-way mirror, so whoever was in the room could see them, could take pictures of them. Stood behind the camera. I looked through the window. I saw Charlotte.
What else did you see?
I saw a man. I know I locked the door, but he was standing next to the bed. He wasn't looking at her. He was looking at me. Saying something to me.
Push the button. Push the
button. I pushed the button on the speaker.
You hear me now?
Tell, Dr. Hayes.
I think so.
If I am ever
How's
to get
How's it feel, Doc?
I must
feel Feels pretty good, don't it?
I can
he
trust
walked
Dr.
right
Hayes.
Up to the mirror. He looked me right in the eye. Even though I knew he couldn't see me.
You got something that belongs to me, Doc. So it's only Dr. fair Hayes, that I take something of yours.
He walked back to the bed, grabbed Charlotte by the arm, pulled her up off the bed. She could barely stand, so he held her around the waist.
I'm going to make this real easy for you. I'm going to come see you tonight. And I'm going to take what's mine. And if you're smart and you keep your mouth shut, you just might get what's yours.
Did you say anything to him?
If I am ever to no. get better again.
I didn't think he'd be able to hear me.
Did you do anything
I
to stop him?
Dr. Hayes. Only
no.
When I'm absolutely healthy again will I be released.
Waited until he left.
And only by fully cooperating with
I stood
Dr.
there.
Hayes. Can I ever
hope looking through the glass. For a moment, I wondered if it was all an illusion, my mind playing tricks. And that when I went back in the room, Charlotte would be on the bed just as I'd left her.
I can trust Dr. Hayes.
But
only when I'm absolutely healthy.
She wasn't.
I'd be released. And only by fully cooperating.
She was gone.
Dr. Hayes.
But you know this already, don't you?
We know everything.
Come on. Oh, there's gotta be a way out. For God's sake! Verdry, you better come back. Let me out of this cage! Finally! Come on already. Verdry? Verdry!
I told you to be quiet.
I know. I'm just anxious to get... Did someone follow you?
I don't think so. I tried...
Someone followed you.
I tried to be cautious, but I... It could be Graf.
Do you have anything that I can use as a weapon?
No.
Give me the keys.
Karen, it's too dangerous for you to go.
They're weapons, Verdry. Give me something.
All right, here, take the keys.
He's coming. I know. Get him. Get him somehow. Get him close to the bars.
Okay.
The cage.
I'll try.
Close enough for me to reach him. Once I got him, find something you can use as a weapon.
A weapon?
Hold on to it. Stay as far back as you can. If I need you, we'll be here, right?
I'll be here. Karen, what are you planning to do?
Shh. He's coming. He's coming.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.